A wonderful plan, Hyena cheered. They'll be in awe of me. Flicking his whip again and again, Jackal rode Hyena into the center of the village. The chief and Princess Zukisa waited there with the villagers. As soon as he saw everyone, Jackal began to shout, "Onward, my steed! Carry me into the village, you trusty servant!" Hyena screeched to a halt. "Trusty servant?" Before he could say anything more, Jackal leaped off his back and spoke to the crowd. "Hello, friends," he greeted them. "I have raced here on the back of the animal that serves me. He is fast, though I have to whip him to make him run." The villagers began to laugh, and none laughed harder than Princess Zukisa. Seeing this, Hyena tried to explain, "No, no, no, the jackal is my servant. He is whipping me because I'm strong." But everyone was laughing so hard that no one could hear Hyena above the laughter. "Oh, Jackal, you were right," Princess Zukisa said when she had caught her breath. "He is only a servant who dreams of being more than he is. Thank you for making me see the terrible mistake I was about to make." Hyena looked at all the laughing faces. These were the same people he had imagined praising him and serving him. Being laughed at was more than he could bear. He ran off into the bush and decided never to mix with jackals or even with people ever again. And that is why, to this day, hyenas do not go anywhere near jackals. It is also why they will only slink around on the fringes of human dwellings, never going too near. Jackal was very pleased with his trick, but he was soon off in search of new tricks to play. In the next story, you will hear of one trick he played while he was in another part of the globe. In India, he pulled a prank of which he was always particularly proud.